Welcome to the Dr. Jazz Hour, an educational and entertaining exploration of over 100 years of America's musical art form, jazz. This program is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chihuahua, Washington.
The more I want to see, I pay no Dr. Jazz in my dream.
On today's Dr. Jazz Hour, I'm going to present jazz musicians and singers from Kentucky and West Virginia, states not considered as hotbeds of jazz, but nevertheless have produced a number of fine jazz musicians. Let's start with saxophonist and band leader Don Redman, born in Piedmont, West Virginia in 1900. Here's his band in 1932 with Doin' the New Lowdown, vocal by Cab Calloway. John Smith took the professional name Johnny Hammond since he played the Hammond organ. Born in 1933 in Louisville, Kentucky, he recorded Gettin' the Message with vibraphonist Lem Winchester in 1961. Singer Helen Humes also hails from Louisville, born in 1913 and sang with the Count Basie Orchestra from 1937 to 42. Here she is on Unlucky Woman in 1945.
Thank you.
We are enjoying musicians from the great states of Kentucky and West Virginia on this Dr. Jazz Hour. Saxophonist Chu Berry played with many swing bands. Born in 1908 in Wheeling, West Virginia, he recorded On the Sunny Side of the Street in 1941. Piano man Les McCann was born in 1935 in Lexington. He wrote and recorded Trinidad in 1996 with the Large Combo from the album Listen Up. Singer and movie star Rosemary Clooney grew up in Marysville, Kentucky, born in 1928. She sang I'm Checking Out Goombye with Duke Ellington in 1956 on the album Blue Rose.
Mm-hmm. thought I'd call you. I hope you're not sick, 'cause I'm checking out. Goodbye. Nice to have known you. You were my big kick, but I'm checking out. Goodbye. You tried an old trick, you found a new chick, but I was too slick. I'm in the know, you've got to go. The cake is all gone. It's too bad our bliss had to miss out like this. I'm checking out. Goodbye. Tried an old trick, you found a new chick, but I was too slick. I'm in the know, you've got to go. The cake is all done. It's too bad our bliss had to miss out like this. I'm checking out. Goodbye.
Musicians and singers from Kentucky and West Virginia are the focus on this Dr. Jazz Hour. Swing band leader and saxophonist Andy Kirk, born in Newport, Kentucky in 1898, recorded Keep It in the Groove in 1937 with his band and Mary Lou Williams at the piano. Band leader, composer, and arranger Charles Doc Cook was born in Louisville in 1891. Here's his band in 1924 doing Scissor Grinder Joe. Trumpeter Jonah Jones began his career playing on riverboats in the 1920s. Born in 1909 in Louisville, he recorded The Sheik of Araby with a quartet. Trombonist Dickie Wells also grew up in Louisville and was born in 1907. In 1937, Wells and his band recorded I've Found a New Baby.
Thank you.
We are exploring jazz musicians from West Virginia and Kentucky on today's Dr. Jazz Hour. Saxophonist Musa Kalim was born Orlando Wright in 1921 in Wheeling, West Virginia. You'll hear him on the baritone sax in 1961, on singer Eddie Jefferson's vocalese on Horace Silver's Sister Sadie. Cornet player George Mitchell was a member of Jelly Roll Morton's Red Hot Peppers in 1926. Mitchell was born in 1899 in Louisville, and you'll hear his cornet on Black Bottom Stomp. Drummer and band leader William McKinney led the Cotton Pickers from 1926 to 34. They recorded Cherry in 1928. McKinney was born in Cynthiana, Kentucky in 1895. And to finish out the hour, here's another one from Les McCann's Listen Up album, Someday We'll Meet Again.
Sister Sadie was a mean chick, and she thought that she was real slick. Then she ran into Alfonso Brown. She hasn't been the same since Alfonso put her down. Sister Sadie never worried. Sister Sadie never hurried. Then she ran into Alfonso Brown. She hasn't been the same since Alfonso put her down. She just paces around the floor. She don't have any mind no more. She just stares into empty space with a frown on her face. Sister Sadie was a honey, always had a lot of money. Then she ran into Alfonso Brown. She hasn't been the same since Alfonso put her down. Well, good, good for you. Just good for you. Unless you got what you've been begging for. Yeah, you've been going round picking on other women's fellows. But when you got one of your own, I thought you'd have the sense to be cool, Sadie. I don't mean no harm. I'm just trying to tell you the facts of life, cause I've been through it, baby, and I know that this ain't no joking matter. You can bet your sweet life I'm telling you just like I tell my daughter. Listen to me, that's what you oughta. You better change your evil doing ways, Sadie, dear. You'd be cool and try to take some advice.
Hey, girl.
I told you once or twice the things you're doing are not nice.
Hey, girl.
The talk's been going around that you've been dragging yourself.
Hey, girl.
If you have to act a fool, why don't you go somewhere else? She just paces around the floor. She don't have any mind no more. She just stares in empty space with a frown on her face. Sister Sadie was a honey, always had a lot of money. Then she ran into Alfonso Brown. She hasn't been the same since Alfonso put her down. She just paces around the floor. She don't have any mind no more.
Thank you.
Join us for another installment of the Dr. Jazz Hour, a program produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chewelah, Washington.